This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like we can say goodbye to any hope of a Hall & Oates reunion. Daryl Hall says it's never happening in a new interview. Hall declared the duo's partnership is sunk, calling his split with John Oates a betrayal. The fallout stems from a legal battle after Oates allegedly tried to sell his share of their joint business without Hall's consent. While Oates downplayed it as boring business, Hall says their creative relationship ended long ago.
So the question is, he was trying to sell his catalog or half of it?
Half of his
portion.
Yeah,
his
and portion. He's not. I guess he was not allowed to do that?
Well,
is there half ownership?
He didn't tell Daryl he was
right.
going to do
but
it.
He did it,
yes.
Is the point.
Yes.
Yeah, that's shady.
I heard Dee Snider
like
talking about this one day from Twisted Sister. And he's like, you know, I looked at it one day, and I looked at how old I'm getting, and I thought, you know, I can wait every year and, you know, people play the songs, and I may make $700,000 a year on royalties from, you know, in one year, in a good year. In other years, that may be $600,000. I'm still thinking that's pretty darn good for
right.
music that you played in the 1980s, right? He goes, or they came to me and said, you know, we'll give you $10 million up front for
so we can
your
use,
catalog
we're
or whatever.
Take it in any commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Thank you. And he goes, we saw the business sense in that because it was money in the bank, and you never know what it fluctuates from year to year. So he sold it. He sold his catalog for that reason. I guess that's why the artists do it. You get to a certain age, and you don't need the income anymore.
Right.
You do it.
Or the headache of dealing with it.
Or the headache, probably. Yeah.
The investigation into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy, has ruled out a gas leak as the cause. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office confirmed that an inspection by the New Mexico Gas Company found no significant leaks or carbon monoxide issues.
Huh.
I thought I saw somewhere that Gene Hackman may have had something like a heart attack.
What do you have,
yeah,
Sue?
I saw that, too. And essentially, there are a couple theories. One is that he had a cardiac incident, and she ran to get him any kind of pills. That's why there would be pills all over the place. And either she had an incident or fell and hit her head. So there are several different scenarios that they're thinking
wow.
could have happened.
And then the dog ate the pills.
Well, I was going to say, what happened
to the dog?
The dog
was in the kennel.
Dog was in the kennel. The whole thing's horrible.
First they said the dog was in the kennel. Then they said the dog wasn't in the kennel. And now they've confirmed the dog was in the kennel.
So
and the other
dog
two
starved.
Dogs were at, like, doggy daycare for some reason.
Yeah.
And that's why they survived.
Exactly. He couldn't eat. Nobody could get him food. I can't
That's terrible. After years of speculation, it looks like Last Friday is finally happening. Comedian Mike Epps, who starred in Next Friday and Friday After Next, dropped the news while appearing on The Breakfast Club. Epps gave a shout-out to Ice Cube for launching the careers of many of the comedians, including himself and Chris Tucker. While he confirmed the deal is done, Epps admitted he hasn't read the script yet, but he is confident that it'll be good.
I'm not familiar with this one.
Okay, it started out as Friday.
Okay.
And then it was Next Friday.
Then it was
Friday After Next. And now they're going to do
Last Friday.
It's Ice Cube. The first one's the best one.
Yeah.
Ice Cube and Chris Tucker sitting on the porch getting stoned, making fun of people.
Okay.
and then they kept going.
Gotcha. And it got progressively worse.
Mm-hmm.
Controversy has surrounded the announced Fyre Festival 2. We've talked about this a little bit. As the location officials claim the event doesn't exist, despite founder Billy McFarland's plans for a May 30th to June 2nd festival on the Mexican island, local authorities report no contact or permits applications from the organizers.
Here we go again.
Oh, exactly. When does the Netflix documentary come out?
And then this is the one where you had to pay like an exorbitant amount of money to go. It's like a much smaller crowd, right?
$1,400 to $1.1 million are what the tickets cost.
Who is going to shell out $1 million?
A fool and his money are soon parted. There you go.
He just got out of jail for the same thing. Like, literally just got out of jail. Southwest Airlines is changing its ticket sales strategy by allowing Expedia-owned sites, Expedia, Hotwire, Travelocity, Orbitz, and Cheap Tickets, to sell its flights for the first time. Previously, Southwest required customers to book directly through its own platform.
They went on Kayak last year for the first time.
Southwest did?
Yes.
And they're finally letting Travelocity do it?
Expedia.
Is it Expedia? Sorry.
All of their sites.
Hmm.
So you can book it somewhere else now.
So you could, before you had to just go only to Southwest.
Correct.
And as of last year, they've opened it up finally.
It seems like Southwest has better prices overall, and you get, was it two free checked bags versus a lot of airlines? Aren't you paying for that?
Some do.
For now.
I'm sure that will change.
How to get money back. Exactly. One quick one real quick. A new study ranks Houston as the road rage capital of the U.S.
Is it over zippering?
It's
that's because Billy Bob.
But Mark Cox lives here.
Billy Bob Thornton's driving around down there, and he's angry. That's probably what that's got to do with it, Mr. Landman. It's not Mark Cox. Thank you very much, Kim.
Get more at 971talk.com.